And let's turn now to our series, Journey Home. It's about the places the presidential candidates in this country got their start. In this encore airing, we focus on Marco Rubio, who at age 44 is the youngest candidate in the 2016 presidential field. The Florida senator is a rising star in the Republican Party, and his roots are planted in a small city just outside Miami. NPR's Greg Allen visits the community that helped shape Marco Rubio, West Miami, Florida.
It's less than a square mile, a tight-knit community of just over 6,000 people. This is where Marco Rubio grew up.
Make a right right here, and that'll take you to City Hall.
Tanya Rosio has lived in West Miami for nearly 50 years. She shows me around the town she calls a little gym. There's the park and the recreation center where the community holds Christmas shows, Halloween parties, and 4th of July celebrations. Palm trees line the streets. Most homes are modest, one-story stucco, many brightly colored. Rosio points out others that have been renovated and expanded.
The houses now, people are putting a second story on there. Instead of moving somewhere else, they want to stay within here.
That's what Rubio did. He lives in one of those updated houses with his wife and four children. West Miami is where 30 years ago, Rubio's mother and father put down roots. They came to the U.S. for economic reasons before the Cuban Revolution, when dictator Fulgencio Batista held power. After 5 years in Las Vegas, they moved to West Miami in the 1980s. It was a blue-collar town where nearly all residents were Cuban-American. For high school, Rubio left the neighborhood to pursue a passion. Long before he was interested in politics, he was enthralled by another hard-hitting game, football. He attended South Miami High School. In the 80s and early 90s, the South Miami Cobras were a football powerhouse. At South Miami, Rubio started just one game.
He was a safety on our defense.
Otis Collier was Rubio's coach.
He was a very knowledgeable kid. He always was in the right position. The thing that helped him, he was a smart kid. He played smart.
Rubio was one of the smaller players on the team, but he had a knack for reading offenses and pass patterns. South Miami's athletic director at the time, James Colsey, says Rubio learned a lot on the gridiron, also useful in politics.
Strategies, how to, not necessarily to manipulate people, but to how to anticipate.
There are qualities Rubio put to use back home in tiny West Miami, where campaigning is less about strategy and more about personal connections. In 1997, at the age of 26, and a year after graduating from the University of Miami with a law degree, he decided to run for a seat on West Miami's City Commission. One of the first people Rubio went to see was one of his mother's friends, who also happened to be the town's mayor, Rebecca Sosa. She was outside stringing up her Christmas lights.
This young boy came and told me, "Are you the mayor, Rebecca Sosa?" "Yes." "Listen, I want to run for office, and everybody tells me that if you don't help me, I'm not going to win."
It was the beginning of his meteoric political rise. By the next day, Sosa was walking door to door with him. One of the city commissioners he was running to replace was longtime West Miami resident Tanya Rosio, our tour guide from the beginning of the story. In West Miami, candidates' political affiliations aren't listed on the ballot, but Rubio had the support of the powerful local Republican Party. Rosio, now a Rubio supporter, recalls a conversation with a friend whose family was active in local Republican politics.
She says, "I'm sorry, but I have to vote for him because this is our golden boy. And I think he's going to go places." And they pushed him into West Miami. And from then on, it's just history.
But Rubio had his sights set beyond his hometown. Just 1 year after winning that election, he took a shot at a seat in the state legislature. To win, he'd have to broaden his political base and gain support in nearby Hialeah, a town with 40 times as many people as tiny West Miami. So he went to see one of the most influential political figures in town, Modesto Perez.
I work con Marco Rubio, Rebecca Sosa, Senador René García.
The walls of his office are covered with old campaign signs, commendations, and lots of photos. But the 74-year-old Perez isn't an elected official. He runs a refrigeration repair company. In this predominantly Cuban-American city, he's been something of a political godfather, pulling strings for Republican candidates he likes, opposing Republicans and Democrats he doesn't. When Rubio came to see him, Perez says he was impressed by the young man's vision and charisma. Perez soon was spreading the word about the young politician he would call his godson. Rubio narrowly won that seat in the legislature and headed to Tallahassee, the state capital. Through an interpreter, Perez says, Rubio still had a lot to learn.
Marco es tímido como empezó, ¿no? Como muchacho es tímido.
Cuando empezó era tímido.
Sí, tímido.
So Marco was shy when he started.
Entonces dice, me va a dar la...
Perez tells a story from when Rubio was Speaker of the Florida House and came back to the district to hand out Thanksgiving turkeys. Rubio's staff had made arrangements to give away 40 donated turkeys. Perez says he was outraged.
And Modesto says, what do you mean only 40 turkeys? So he sees the trucks coming with the turkeys and he's like, no,
Speaker,
you're going to give me...
40, no, ridículo, bro.
So you're going to give me 300 turkeys.
300. Okay.
Perez says he helped Rubio understand how to use his political clout to help people. As a legislator, it's a lesson Rubio took to heart, delivering millions of dollars to his district for hospitals, parks, and flood control. By the time he was House Speaker, though, and began developing aspirations for higher office, Rubio stopped requesting earmarked funds for projects back home. Ralph Arza is a Republican from Miami who served in the legislature with Rubio when he was Speaker. Arza says Rubio ran Republican leadership in the Florida House like a sports team, and it was clear who was the most valuable player.
One time he says to me, just open up the court and give Michael the ball. And he was giving him the ball.
Michael, as in Jordan. It's a team from which Arza eventually was cut. After Arza used a racial epithet in phone messages left for a political opponent, Rubio told him he had to resign from the House. From the time he entered politics, Arza says, Rubio always had his eye on the long game.
He had a blueprint of where he wanted to go, and he knew the options and he knew the challenges along the way. He always was playing the game, looking down the field.
That was something he first learned in West Miami. Now from his hometown, he's once again looking downfield, this time with his sights set on the White House. Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.